We're 24 hours late, but it's never too late to wish someone a happy birthday and celebrate their awesomeness. We're going to do that right now with Tommy Wren, the former Adelaide Cup winning jockey, who was 40 yesterday, and he's on the line. Tommy, good morning. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Not quite at my riding weight, but nonetheless, it was a great day, and thank you so much for the best wishes. I really appreciate it.
What does a man like you get for his 40th birthday, Tommy?
You know what? I went home quickly because I was working. I was at State of Origin last night, which was great. But I got the old, can you believe it, just the old jocks and socks, and I bloody loved it. I need new jocks and socks so badly. So I was like a pig, and you know what? I was so happy. Jocks and socks, boring, but practical.
Oh, magnificent.
That half is a bit sad, really.
I understand exactly where you are, mate. That's my place. That's where my happy place, Jocks and Socksville. I'm due for a new batch too. My birthday was 3 months ago. I'm in trouble. Can't wait till Christmas. Well, when's Father's Day? September. I've got September, maybe. It's coming my way.
Yeah, that's coming. Father's Day. That's a good one.
So tell me about Origin last night. That's a nice way to have some birthday drinks, I reckon, at Origin at the Adelaide Oval. That was good business, surely.
Yeah, it was. And look, good crowd, you know, just under 49,000. And it got turned on. And we've had a very lucky year. We've had a great year with Liz and the Gather Round and now Origin. Half, if I was brutally honest, I don't think we could do it every year. Like, you know, it's a 1 in a 5 year sort of thing, I think. You know, not being a traditional rugby league town. And it was great. We had so many from interstate, fantastic the economy. And it got, you know, packed out in the end. We had that almost capacity stadium. So really good. And people got into the spirit of it. But like I said, you know, I don't think it would lose its sort of shine if you had it absolutely every year. But we've got a great game. You know, what a finish with those two tries in the last 10 minutes. I mean, we couldn't have asked for much more, really. So, great contest. You know, we know what it is between New South Wales and Queensland. Always great. And we were lucky to have it last night.
Is there appetite for an expansion team in the NRL in Adelaide? I was reading a story the other day that it's got all the support, all the corporate support it needs to make it happen. But is there an appetite from a sporting perspective for a team?
Yeah, good question. There's definitely a hardcore element, and I know, like in Melbourne, you've got a really strong base. I mean, the Melbourne Storm have been an institution for, you know, since they've come in, they've been amazing. There is a certain sector of the public that loves it, but I'd like to see it grow, and things like last night will help that, no question. But it's probably not large enough, I don't think, at the moment, the general interest to sustain a team just now. Doesn't mean it wouldn't happen in the future, but I reckon it needs to grow a little bit more.
Right, that's good insight. What about our friends at Port Adelaide? Now, Koshy's standing down from Sunrise, so he's got more time to dedicate to the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Surely Koshy and Ken aren't sticking by this back end of the year stuff. Surely, Tommy.
It's been described half to me, and I'm sure you've probably had similar things said to you, as one of the biggest decisions Port's had to make almost in its history. It's a massive call. And I'm a big Ken Hinckley fan. I've got to put that on the table. I think you have to re-sign him. I think he's duty bound. I mean, how many coaches in the competition have a 60% winning record? It's phenomenal what he's been able to do with the group. But there is this hardcore element that, and you know, a large part of, you know, the supporter base that say, we haven't won a flag, we haven't even been to the grand final, not good enough. But how can you not re-sign a guy that's got a side 9-2, clearly invested, young group, exciting? You know, but if they only offer a 1 or 2 year deal because they want to appease fans, maybe another side comes knocking with a big deal. So Port are kind of, they're in a really tricky spot now, but I think they have to give him a contract extension. And I think they probably have to move earlier in this next month or so than that August deadline, which they originally put down.
Oh, I think they have to. I just think they have to because the market's going to heat up. That's the problem for now. And Ken's going to get spoken to from other clubs, no doubt, because he's going absolutely, as you say, Tom, he's going absolutely gangbusters at the moment with his group, and he's got them playing with great energy and great system, and they're 8-0 in the last 8 weeks. I mean, life's pretty good at Port Adelaide. And that's not to say it's going poorly at Adelaide either. Matthew Nix has got this club going back on its, or jumping back on its feet very, very quickly.
Well, I am really surprised. And I had the Crows just outside the 8 at the start of the year. I have them, I think, 10th half. But I've given them an A for their report card, you know, mid-year report card, just because of the way they've done it. And I know there are only a couple of spots above that. But for the first time, I think, since 2017 half, I genuinely go into most games now thinking, I think the Crows can win this. And I haven't thought that for 5 years. And so it's just good to see that upside. they've been smashed for their recruiting over the years, half. But you've got to say, Pedler, tick. Soligo, tick. Rochelli, tick. And then they're trading Dawson and Rankin the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew Jordan Dawson was a good player. I didn't know he had what he's got in his kit bag of being able to go inside as well as outside. And Rankin's just been, I mean, he's reborn. He was good at Gold Coast in his last year, but he could become great. So, Matty Nix, full credit. They probably should have won a couple more, to be fair. Collingwood and GWS at the start of the year, they haven't. But big test this week. They've got to start doing it on the road, half. If they can do that, they could be a dangerous team. I think they'll make the finals and could even win one. So I think they've been really good. For Port, just back on them quickly, they've got to make top four. And half, they've got to make the grand final. What, they've got the foundation there. They've got a pretty healthy injury list. Has to be grand final this year.
All right, so it's a big push there for Port Adelaide to make the grand final. Adelaide to make the finals. It's all going beautifully there in Adelaide. Any winners for us, Tommy? Any runners?
No, I don't have too much racing-wise. I need to have a look at the form, but he's my favourite man. Look him up. Kiradek Epibarnrat. He plays on the European Tour. He's a ginormous Thai man. I love this guy so much. He came tied fourth last week. He's ready to challenge. $67, I reckon, half. Gamble responsibly. Just a couple of dollars each way. And another guy I really like, who's a little bit larger, but he's playing so much better. Also $67, Marcus Armitage. This is in Europe this week. Get on both of them just for a couple of bucks each way.
The ginormous Thai man. Tommy, you're a bloody marvel, mate. We love chatting to you any day of the week. Happy birthday for yesterday. Have a great day of this time this weekend. We'll chat soon.
Beautiful. Can't wait. Thanks so much, half.